Chaitanya Bhagavat, July 30th, continued from the Kirtan of 10 minutes. Chapter 23, Vrindavan Das Thakur is closing a chapter describing different philosophical points of Siddhanta after telling the various leelas of the Lord interacting with his devotees in Navadvip and also especially his pastimes with Murarigupta. Text 5:25. Gaurachandra Nityananda Sri Rama Lakshman, Gaurachandra Krishna Nityananda Sankarshan. Gaurachandra Nityananda are none other than Ram and Lakshman. Gaurachandra is Krishna, Nityananda is Sankarshan. So in this verse, we have three different yugas being mentioned here. In Treta Yuga, Gauranga and Nityananda become Lord Ramachandra and Lakshman. And Dwapara Yuga, Gaurachandra Gauranga becomes Krishna and Nityananda becomes Balaram or Sankarshan. Nityananda Swarupe Se Chaitanjara Bhakti Sabhave Karite Daraye Prabhu Shakti. Nityananda Swarup is empowered by the Lord to fully engage in devotional service of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanjara Jatapriya Sevaka Pradhan Tahara Se Gyata Nityanandera Akyan. All the beloved principal servants of Lord Chaitanya know the glories of Nityananda. Tabe je de kaha anyo anye dwanda bhaje. Ranga kare Krishna Chandra keha nahi bhuje. But the quarrels that you see among devotees are simply Krishna's leela, which are not understood by everyone. That means the quarrels of the Nitya Parishad. It doesn't mean the quarrels of Krishna Das and Chaitanya Das in the Bombay temple. Those quarrels are simply byproducts of Maya, Kali's orchestration. But when we read the pastimes of the Lord in Chaitanya Bhagavat and Srimad Bhagavat, there may be quarreling or arguments from this or that, but it's all expressions of love. He had teje eka vaishnavera pakshalai anya vaishnavere ninde sei jayashkai. If someone takes the side of one Vaishnav and blasphemes another Vaishnav, he is certainly vanquished. This applies to the Leela of the Lord and the Parishads. The loving quarrels between Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu are enacted by the Krishna Icha, the will of Krishna. Materialists don't understand this. If, without understanding, one takes the side of one Vaishnava, then the other Vaishnava is neglected. As a result of such actions, offenses accrued. So it's better, as they say in America, to mind your own business. Don't cast your comments. It's not a cricket match where everyone's giving their comments. Wow, what a great catch. Oh, fantastic. Better let them work out their relationship without passing judgment. Sarvabhave bhaje Krishna kare na jayninde se se gananan paya vaishnavera brinde. One who serves Krishna without deviation, without blaspheming anyone, is counted as a Vaishnav. By serving the Supreme Lord without deviation, Sarvabhave bhaje Krishna. That's interesting. Translation. Bhaje Krishna bhajan. One who engages in Krishna bhajan, Sarvabhave, with complete bhav. One who is in love with Krishna and chanting his name in love, Kirtan. Kirtan Bhav, and hearing about him in love and remembering him in love, then he will not blaspheme anyone. And he's counted as a Vaishnava. Such an exalted devotee, Sarva Bhav, he's a Bhava Bhakta. Complete Bhav, all his Krishna Bhajan is full of Bhav, Sarva Bhav. He is free from blessing, is truly counted among the topmost servants of the Supreme Lord. Advaita charani more namaskar, tana priyataya mati rahuka amar. I, Vrindavan Das Thakur, offer my obeisances at the feet of Advaita. May my mind remain attached to those who are dear to Advaita. The author desires that his mind may always be fixed on Sri Advaita Prabhu's actual servants, who glorify devotees headed by Gadadhar. If one wants evidence of who is eligible to actually see Chaitanya Dev, then he should see who is happy to hear the topics of Sri Chaitanya. Such a person is certainly qualified to engage in the service of Sri Chaitanya. So you want to serve the Lord? Then you should be happy to hear about the Lord. You want to see the Lord? Then you should be happy to hear about the Lord. Sarva Goshti Sahita Goranga Jai Jai Shunile Madhyakanda Bhakti Labhyahai. All glories to Gauranga along with his associates, Sarva Goshti Sahita. Simply by hearing the topics of Madhyakanda, one attains devotional service. That's nice. Bhakti Labhyahai. Advaitara Pakshalana Ninde Garadhar Se Papishta Kabu Nai Advaita Kinkar. That sinful person, Papishta, who takes the side of Advaita and blasphemes Gadadhar, can never be a servant of Advaita. Chaitanya Chandrera Kata Amrita Madhura Sakala Jivera Mone Baduka Prachura. Chaitanya Chandra Kata is sweet as nectar, Amrit Madhur, Madhura Amrit. Chaitanya Chandra Kata Amrit Madhura. Let this nectar inundate the minds of all living entities, Sakala Jivera, Subjivan, Mani Baduka Prachur, Shunile Chaitanya Kata. Jarahaya Sukha Aseya Vashya Deki Beka Chaitanya Srimukha. One who is happy to hear topics of Lord Chaitanya will certainly see his lotus face. He's repeating this twice. One should be happy to hear the topics, and then we'll see the Lord. Shunile Chaitanya Kata Jara Sukha Deki Chaitanya Srimukha. By this, one will see the beautiful face of Lord Chaitanya. If he's sukha, if he finds happiness in hearing about Lord Chaitanya, then that hearing will bring him into darshan. Sevan Mukhei Jivadao Swayam Evas Pratyada. Khan Seva, hearing with the ears. Atak Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Graimindri Sevan Mukhehi Jivado Swayam Eva Spuratyada. Swayam Spurti, to see the original form of Gauranga by Seva Mukhe, engaging your face, your mouth, your head in service of the Lord. Atak Sri Krishna Namadi. Namadi, beginning with the name. The name and fame, the glories, the kirti of the Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jan Vrindavan Dasa Tachu Pada Juge Gan. Accepting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of the lotus feet. Thus ends the 23rd chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavat. So tomorrow we'll start chapter 24. The Lord displays the Chikoranga Mahaprabhu's Prakat, or let's say Visharup Advaita Prakat. the Lord displays a wonderful manifestation of His universal form to Advaita. So many wonderful things contained in this next chapter. We'll hear that tomorrow.